Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Walmart Stores, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. I can't believe it, but we are already in 2010. We've turned the page. We've escaped 2009, not a very good year. What does 2010 look like? Well, in the nation's capital, the actions and decisions will be driven by politics. Next fall, we have the midterm elections with all of the House seats up for election and one-third of the Senate. The popularity of the members of Congress, of course, at this time is at an all-time low. They're scared to death. Fear of losing will encourage the candidates to listen to their constituents. Although the Democrats will probably reconcile the health care bill and pass it for the president to sign, that will not be easy. They just want to get it done. It's been a heavy load. And they're supposed to turn to the cap and trade legislation next. I don't think they'll do it. It's not popular, and they've used up all of their political capital anyway. 2 years ago, immigration was a very hot issue. President Obama said he wanted a comprehensive immigration bill. Well, I don't think they'll do it this year. It's too controversial. The members of Congress will not want to vote on anything controversial for fear of alienating a voter. The Congress will likely retroactively extend the death tax this year, as it was last year. They failed to get that done in the closing days. Liberals will want to spend more money, hoping to stimulate the economy. Conservatives will point to the massive debt that we're already piling up and argue that we shouldn't spend any more. I think the conservatives win this one. And from the farm gate, look for pigs and cattle and chickens to have a good year. It's about time. Grain prices will be volatile, but I think reasonably strong. The world economy is coming back, and don't forget, exports drive our market. Look back 30 years and the Soviet Union pushed the U.S. grain prices up. Today, it's China. Petroleum prices are high, and I think they will go higher. That gives the biofuels industry the margin necessary to expand. I'm on the farm here in Illinois this week, freezing my buns. Where's global warming when we really need it? Anyway, I want to close by saying how proud I am of Walmart. Walmart gave $20,000 to the Illinois 4-H Foundation. Walmart stands up for rural America, not just in Illinois, but across the land. Save money, live better. I am John Block, down on the farm.
In the rain, as we kiss goodbye and